Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. We're going to get into a little bit more of the reflections and some of the team. And just as I have known our sister, call. We thank that brother being a part of this show. Right now, we're going to hear from our brother down south on the farm, Dr. Ridgely Mukman Muhammad. Welcome to this tribute, Dr. Mukman.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Minister Ava was like a sister to me, big sister. We would have long conversations. She read my latest book and did a forward to that book. She is a jewel, as Mr. Farrakhan said, God's star. She showed bright. I get involved in elevated places just by listening in and then calling in. I guess you call me the sniper. You know, I sit up in a tree. And I just listen, and when I hear something that needs to be addressed, that I come out and I try to hit it with the truth. Sometimes my maybe a little abrasive with my speech. I'm not like Mr. Ava, who is so nice, so patient. I mean, she was just nice. She was just patient. And, you know, she makes everybody feel good. Oh, man, I wish I could be like that. But anyhow, but that's how, you know, I got involved, just as sitting up in a tree, as a sniper, waiting on something to come along that needs to be addressed. Sometimes people try to slide a little stuff in, so somebody, you know, has to address it. So, you know, that's how I got involved. And then she asked me to be a contributor. And, you know, my wife would be there telling me, stop talking so much. So I'm not going to talk that much tonight either. But that's how I got involved in the elevated places. And then, of course, with the COVID section and the depopulation, those articles, Minister Ava will almost always change the title of my article. She would go through my article to make some changes, and she always changed the title. And I would text her back and say, wow, that's a good title. You make me look real smart, you know? So, yes, I'm going to miss my sister. She's like an alter ego. She smooths out some of the rough edges. I'll never forget one day she came to Mount Maryam and she made this statement. She said, just this morning, I realized that Minister Farrakhan is trying to save all of us. Mm. And I thought, that's deep, because you know what I went through a long time ago. So, but he is really working, trying to figure out how to save all of us. What more can I do? You know what I mean? He's always trying to do more, because he loves us, and we can feel that love, and hopefully we will take the example of Minister Ava in terms of her life and her contribution to the ministry. Not just saying that she loved the minister, the teachings, but to be there at every turn when the minister needed her, and her being able to channel and to put down the study guide the way she did it, and how much she got into it, and really into the mind of Mr. Farrakhan. She became the best representative of the minister and definitely the best defender of Mr. Farrakhan. So I thank Allah for the opportunity of being with her, being involved in elevated places, and now we just got to make some things happen. She set the example. We got to separate. Simple as that. We got to build our home for the next generation. Thank you very much. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Dr. Ridgely. You know, I'm glad you held it in, because I almost lost it when you was about to lose it. But one of the things that's beautiful is, you know, like you said, we this is just a token of our love for those that was blessed to be able to work along with Dr. Ava. I mean, I have to always it's a blessing whenever I would travel and go to different cities and be with Dr. Ava. We was always on it. We were just like, you know, whatever you want, Sister Ava. And I remember all Sister Rona, it'd be like on an email or phone call. It's just like, I may have to say, whatever Sister Ava wants, that's what we're going to do. Whatever Sister Ava wants. It wasn't about what we wanted. Whatever Sister Ava wants, that's the format. That's how it's going to be done. And we were very clear on that. And Sister Rona made sure that all of us were clear on whatever Sister Ava wants. But the thing was, even when we said that and it was communicated to us, we had no problem,
gears, downshift, and rev that engine. When you say something about Minister Farrakhan, she will come out and defend Farrakhan.
That's right.
And she will not let anybody, and she could not stand the Negro, the weak one, that didn't want to support or came out with the enemy against Minister Farrakhan. You will see her go in. And if you've been blessed to be on this show, you've seen time and time again where she said, why did y'all let me go? I was on my soapbox. And it was always funny. And then you come back with that beautiful smile or that beautiful laugh you would hear. But she was always very strong and stern when it came to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as all of us should. And she was a defender of Farrakhan.
That's right.
We was clear on that. And so we thank that sister and her ability to defend as a lawyer. And that's right. Why, you know, as we're sharing with you the team that was blessed, it was a blessing. It is a blessing to be known that we had the opportunity to help her help him.
Exactly.
To help her help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that not only was she an attorney, but she brought on an attorney. She brought on an attorney that wanted to let people know there's a time for justice. There's a time for justice. That's a show, y'all, on Tuesday night, if you didn't know it. And she brought on this other attorney from the 4-5 from Houston, Texas, to be a contributor to this show and bring out the legal cases about families and what's going on in the family and different cases of us being killed by law enforcement to show what was going on throughout the country. And we thank our sister attorney Pamela for joining this marvelous team week after week and contributing, and not just contributing. She said, hold up, I can contribute this night, but I'm going to have another show on Tuesday night to talk more about a time for justice and get other lawyers and other people to talk about that. So we want to bring on now our other team member, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad.
Brother Terrence, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me.
Okay. Right before Sister Pamela comes on, I just want to make the announcement that we figured out Blog Talk. So those callers, though, they never hung up. I know that a brother called you, Sister Pamela, to say what's going on with the show. Brother Daryl Nua, he stayed on. So we were able to figure it out. So now we do have both families. Thank you, Brother Troy, for working up a sweat or perspiration, because Muslims and people don't sweat. But anyway, Sister Pamela, please, without further ado, the microphone is yours.
Yes, ma'am. All praises are due to Allah. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I would like to greet everyone with the nation's greeting words of peace of assalamu alaikum. And I would like to thank Brother Terrence for that awesome bringing me on, you know, for my part, because that's what we did. I was the legal contributor, and so he would always come on right, you know, before me. So that was so much our routine. And I want to thank Allah, like Brother Terrence so eloquently said, it was such an honor and a privilege and a blessing to work with our dear sister, student minister, Dr. Ava Muhammad. And being a servant in the role as legal contributor on her show was just such a blessing and honor for me. And I have to say that part of that love that she had and the unity that she had for all of us was so evident in everything she did. And I'm one of the lawyers in the Nation of Islam. You know, we got some lawyers in the Nation of Islam. And so I want to first say and acknowledge our brother, who is the general counsel, and that would be Brother Abdul Arif Muhammad, who is also a member of the executive, the executive board. He was also a frequent contributor on this show. So I had to say that. And I also had to say that one of the examples of one of my memories was the time that Sister Ava, actually on the rostrum, acknowledged most of the nation's attorneys, all of the nation's attorneys. And really, that was one of the things that she did. Whoever helped and supported her, whoever helped and supported the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as we are believers, Sister Ava would always seek to acknowledge people for their contributions. And I think that's such a beautiful example of what Dr. Risley categorized too as her charm and just her wisdom. And so I just want to say, as the legal contributor on the show, what we would do a lot of times is talk about the different topics that actually point to our need to separate, you know, point to our need for freedom, justice, and equality. And so some of the topics, as Brother Terrence says, everyone knows I love family, and Sister Ava's deep love and fight for the Black family. She fought against the criminalization of Black youth. She fought against the police brutality and just the wanton oppression of our people, the depopulation, you know, agendas. And so that's something that we really were able to, you know, continue to do with our beloved sister, who of course is the most articulate defender. She is the most just fabulous and smart and intelligent sister, and, you know, not even giving it a gender. Sister Ava was just a straight, wise, and intelligent woman. And the thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, so again, as an attorney, you know, when we talk about what does a defense attorney do sometimes, you know, the broad characteristics are someone who's loyal to their client, someone who is faithful, someone who is prepared, meaning that they are a scholar, someone who is zealous, which means that they are brave, which means that they have integrity. And so those are some of the things that we know. These are a definition of our sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, and, you know, her wisdom on history, science, literature. Everybody knows Sister Ava read everything. You know, sometimes we talk about books. You know, she loved reading and knowledge. And, you know, on top of being the defender, fearless defender for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the teachings. So, you know, I could go on and on, but I initially came on this show because I, too, was a fan. I was listening to Dr. Ava. My children can set their life on. Oh, yeah, that was that time, Mommy, when I was five, but when I was going to the ballet and you were sitting out in the car and we were like, can you come in? But, you know, I'm listening. And so after contributing sometimes, you know, I was allowed to have a role, and I thank Allah for that. And I just want to say that her influence on us to have confidence, you know, to always, she'd say that we are the winners, you know, her grace, her charm, her forthrightness. And you too, Brother Terrence, as you're saying, she would, you know, sometimes she would definitely get, you know, her passion and her fearlessness and her bravery in the defense of our Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And she also would demonstrate that in for Black people. You know, she did not like injustice, and that was one of the beautiful, beautiful things about our sister that we love. So, again, thank you all, and, you know, thank you. Those are some of my reflections. And she loved her fans. She loved her fans. So, yes, sir.
Well, thank you. Late Salam, thank you, Attorney Pamela. You know, I mean, it's so many beautiful things. And like I said, just please remember that this is just a small token. You know, it's really a small token in remembrance of our sister, Dr. Ava. You know, and it took us a moment to get here. You know, it took us a moment to get here. And you seeing you send a smile because, you know, as you know, in the Muslim tradition of our janazah, we always take a small mint at the end of the janazah and put it in our mouth to remember the sweet moments, to remember those. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm imagining keep putting mints in my mouth to hold the tears back because I want to remember the sweet moments that we shared with her. And one of the things that, you know, and let me say this. You may be seeing me and you may have heard me as a co-host, but this is a team. This is an Elevated Place Network team. As Brother Bobby said, I remember him crafting the agenda. I know Sister Donna and Bat, Sister Troy, Sister Deanna, Sister Anissa. It is a team that worked. And there was a team, there was always those that wanted to help Sister Dr. Ava Muhammad. And we just thank all of those. There's people in there, Sister Georgina, Sister, you know, that are on social media hitting stuff and putting stuff out there. And we thank all those that helped Sister Ava. But the beauty of Sister Ava, we know that she was the first woman appointed minister over any Islamic mosque, not Nation of Islam, just in the world.
That's right.
The first. So what does that mean for the elevation of the woman? I'm sitting now in Mosque Mariam. Think of that. So the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is so special. And as we see the latest edition of The Final Call with the black woman on the cover, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. Sister Ava had no envy and jealousy. So that's how she could have an attorney, Pamela, on the show and go let your shine go. And then she heard about a Sister Mariam. I'm sitting in Mosque Mariam. Then she heard about a Sister Mariam. Now I know this sister as a soldier. You talking about security? Soldier, but then also in the streets of the community, working with our young sisters. And then when COVID-19 hit, her medical expertise was brought on as a contributor to this team to talk about what we need to do in health. So it's just interesting that, you know, our sister, Attorney Pamela, you know, is on, Sister Roland is spoken. You see the beauty of Dr. Ava and how she has been a representative for black women all over the world. So now we're going to hear from another a wonderful person that helped on this team with Elevated Places. And we're going to hear from Chi-Town's own Sister Mariam. Welcome, Sister Mariam, to the tribute.
Oh, praises be to Allah. Thank you, Brother Terrence. That was so awesome. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
It is
a blessing and privilege and honor to be here. Yes, I joined the team as a contributor for the COVID-19 virus. And then Minister Ava so graciously, she was so understanding when I started pre-med school and she didn't want me to feel overwhelmed. And so I kind of eased back some, but y'all know I'm always in the shadow. So I was still there. However, my memories of her, God, is so many. So I'm going to make this quick. I'm just thinking about you, even Brother Terrence mentioned in security, how I was blessed to even have her as a principal.
Mm.
That's probably like one of the original stories years ago. And she was one of the easiest principals to have because she was so laid back. And, you know, she never gave any fight or resistance, or, you know, sometimes security got to move you a certain kind of way. She just was always so loving and easygoing and at the same time training us on our post. Mm-hmm. And that for me will probably be one of the original stories with her. However, two of the most touching stories for me would be one when she told me that I was the closest to her that she could get to my grandmother because my grandmother transitioned right before Minister Ava got to Detroit. And for me, Minister Ava was the closest that I could get to the stories of my grandmother because with Minister Ava's role with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the study guides reminded me of the dedication of my grandmother being the secretary of Master Fata Muhammad and the supreme wisdom being put into writing. So the more, the closer I was blessed to get to Minister Ava, the more I was able to feel that essence, that energy, mm-hmm. that certain level of strength that comes with those type of Black women, mm-hmm. that certain level of faith, the understanding of the fight that women have to go through when you're the only female at the table surrounded by men, even being the first female student minister, how much pressure came with that? Let's be real. Because as women, we go through a fight every day in and outside of the nation. So to understand that we had a star of God amongst us that went through that fight every day in ways that a lot of us can't even understand and never broke her faith,
right.
never turned, always was a defender of Farrakhan. That for me is, it let me know even the sacrifice that my grandmother went through did not die because of Minister Ava. That's how special she was to me. That's how close I valued her essence and still value her essence, because her light will continue to shine. She planted many seeds that are growing and blossoming, so you will see many essence of her. So even if this enemy thinks, oh yeah, Minister Ava is gone, no she isn't. No she is not. Her essence is still here, multiplied now. So now you'll be able to see that. So understand, when you see the Sherelle and the Kenyas and the Tyeras and all of the sister student ministers that we have coming up, our young babies, they will be able to pull on that energy, because as the Honorable Ms. Louis Farrakhan teaches, our soul is the atoms and the molecules of this atmosphere. So when it leaves the body, we have an ability and a potential to pull on it. So we have to keep that in mind. And I'm saying that particularly to the women, because Minister Ava loved us. She fought for us. She took a lot that many don't know for women. So at every time we get to that moment of feeling down, just think about Minister Ava. Even if you don't know a personal sacrifice, it's okay. Just think on her so you pull on that strength, that faith that's going to see us through as Black women today. And really as women, period. I don't care what your color is. And then my other touching moment with her was when she gave me a journal, being I was blessed to be on her Naturally Beautiful tour. And she gave me a journal, and I told her how that literally brought tears to my eyes, because my grandmother said to me, you will need to journal your life's experience, because those coming up after you will need to read it. That's why I say Minister Ava was the closest for me that I could get to the stories of my grandmother. Even though I knew my grandmother in her later years, the years that she was under the mind of Master Farouk Muhammad, I was not alive yet. So Minister Ava, through her love and dedication to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, showed me and helped me to feel what it could have been like to serve under Allah himself and then his messenger. So thank you all for giving me my few minutes, and inshallah, we'll be back. Assalamu alaikum.
Before you say anything, Sister Mariam, first of all, she's about to make me cry. But you were talking about, you know, sowing seeds, but I just need to make a request. Those plants behind you, I just need a piece broke off of the two to your right. Just, you know, you anytime you could make that happen, Sister Maryam, I would be most
excited. I got you.
I wanted to kind of lighten the mood because I know for me, my heart is heavy. My heart is heavy. I was fanning through Brother Terrence, all of the pages, and looking at all of the names of all of the people who are logged onto the Zoom. Many of them I recognize and many I don't. And I just can't help to think how much of an impression that I believe that Sister Ava made on us, each one of us personally. I think we all feel like we have a personal piece of her because she had the ability whenever you were in her presence, when she spoke on the Rosh and Mosque Maryam, when she was doing Ask Minister Ava, when she was doing the master classes, whatever she was doing, she had this unique ability to make you feel like she was talking to you personally, that she had this genuine love and care specifically for you in that moment. And so it just makes me, I'm proud to be a part of this, you know, phenomenal show. Many of the people that, you know, from Dr. Ridgely, Sister Ava, I think Brother Jamil, we had on many times as a guest host, Brother Eric, many of these people I looked up to. And so to be a part of Sister Ava's team, it gave me the opportunity to not only get to know them, but even with her, to have a humanistic feel. We really are a family.
That's right.
It extends past the just giving the greetings. We were and are a family. We have genuine love. I mean, we had phone calls. I'm giving a little bit behind the scenes, behind the curtain, everybody. Calls that were outside of the parameters and times that were supposed to be had, you know, late night calls, early morning calls. I think I have now do not disturb on my phone now because I think that at one point Dr. Ridgely would call me after every show and just be like, you know, what just happened? What was that? Now, is it just me? But I do believe, you know, and so we would go into this extended dialogue, the same with Sister Ava, the same with all of us. We are a family. And so I feel like this is just really a family reunion, honestly. And I just cannot continue to say how grateful I am to see everyone logged on, to see the people in the chat. And we are a disciplined group because I'm a stickler for time. And so we put out an itinerary to the panelists and said, listen, 3 to 5 minutes. And everybody has either met that or been below, which is unique. Okay, very.
Yay!
So we are almost a little bit. I was looking like, oh, we're a little bit ahead of schedule. But once we, Brother Terrence, you know, introduce the remaining panelists, then I would love for us to then enter into and engage in a dialogue as the team. We're also at a certain point in time, we are going to take questions as we did on the show. Sometimes we would get in trouble, right, Dr. Ridgely, if we didn't take callers, because Dr. Ridgely, I don't know if you all know this, but there was Sister Ula, I don't see her on Blog Talk. She would call in 15 minutes every Thursday before the show started, and she would say, if we didn't take her call, I called in and I have been sitting and waiting for 15 minutes, so I don't understand why you all didn't take my call.
But you went to
leave
sleep.
Sister Ula alone. Leave her alone. I'm just telling you, it's the truth.
That's right.
We are going to take the call. We are going to take some calls. We do want to hear from you all because that was the other part of the show. That's what the second piece that made the show so special. So for those of you who are wondering, are we just going to be listening to you all talk for the whole entire 2 hours? Absolutely not. We do want to get you all familiar with the team and everyone who's been a part and had a hand, you know, in the show and the show's success over the last over 10 years as I'm now kind of realizing, Brother Terrence, it's been over 10 years. I want to also let everybody know that it was our live Savior's Day shows that we were doing on Thursday that
made Savior's Day go from a three-day weekend to a four-day weekend. It was because of this show. It was because that people were flying in now on Thursday to be able to be on the scene, to be in the live studio audience, to be able to take part of the live Savior's Day shows. That's huge. That's almost up there with Sister Claudette creating the whole protocol. That's almost up there with that, right? So, again, something else that we can say that we were a part of, we can be a proud of and see. That's kind of you always look to, are we being effective? How can I measure how effective we're being? How can we measure our growth? And I think that for me, that's one thing, Brother Terrence, that I can say that I use as a tool to measure how effective we were, because we were able to create a demand where people wanted to be a part and they were flying in early. That means additional costs and hotel nights that they were paying.
Right.
Just so that they could be in the audience to see the show. That's big. And that was something that Sister Ava did not take for granted. She did not take the believers and the believers' money for granted. So when we were doing the mass pass, we had to beg her to please charge. Can you please charge this baby? Can't always give everything away. But she respected the believer to the highest level. And so for her, she believed in the Quran, where it says you should not annoy a believer. She truly honored that. And so, again, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Terrence. I believe we have two more people. Somebody from the Down Under, I think you're going to be bringing up, and so we can continue on with the show.
Yes, ma'am. You know, and I really thank you for that, because Sister Marianne was going down south and talking about grandma and all of that, and that was like really. Okay, I thought somebody was cutting onions because some water was coming to my eyes from somewhere. I don't know where that was coming from. But let me say this. You know, we love on this show. I don't know about anybody else's show, but this show, we love the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Right.
And we love him. And the beauty of the love for him is not just love for him, is that he has created a family for us. So when Sister Rona said this is a family, Sister Ava was the national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So if he had love for the believers, what do you think she had?
Right.
She had love for the believers. She had love for her team, and she created an environment where we literally were family. We literally were family. And all of the years that I was with Brother Darius, I felt like family. I was part of this family. And let me keep moving, because, you know, it's hitting. It's hitting. I'm trying to, you know, because this is a live show.
All right. I tried to cut myself, Brother Terrence. Now
We're going to push through, because I can't break down right now. But we are thankful to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for what Allah blessed him as a national spokesperson for giving her to us and allow her to have that platform to hear her voice. But hold on, Sister Rona. I think I'm hearing something from a satellite out in space. No, that's from the land down under. Hold up. I don't know if he's in outer space, Sister Rona, or is he in Australia? Do we have Brother Root? Is that Brother?
Wow, y'all know
we have been, there has been a sighting of this brother that everybody has been asking for, looking for a Savior's Day. I don't know, like I said, if he's on a satellite out in space, because he always intergalactic, or he's somewhere down under. So let's hear that accent from the down under Australia, brother. Brother Ruben, you know we're so excited to hear from you, Brother Ruben. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and all praises due to Allah, family. Greetings to everyone. And, you know, as Brother Terrence said, you know, I'm Brother Ruben Mohammed. I'm coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, the land down under. And as Dr. Ava would say, the brother from tomorrow, because we're already enjoying Friday morning here in the land down under. I'm very sorry that I cannot be on the video, as I'm unwell and I'm actually laying down this morning, but I wasn't going to miss this opportunity to honor our sister one of the many tributes we will do for her. So please excuse me that I cannot be on the video. I am quite unwell today, but I'm here, and I wasn't going to miss it for anything. So, to be able to be on her show and her sister is a tremendous joy. Family, if I can just, you know, go back to the beginning very quickly. You know, I first heard Dr. Ava Mohammed sitting, I think, on the back of the bus as a teenager here in Australia back in 1987, had my headphones on and my Sony Walkman, listening to Public Enemy. And here came the song, Show 'Em What You Got. And I said, who is that? And that stuck in my head from back in 1987. So if you haven't heard her on radio, look up Public Enemy and stream that song. And you will hear the warrior, Dr. Ava Mohammed, on the whole song. Now, if I can just fast forward, you know, that is what led me to start to look into, the Nation of Islam, because there was a complete silence or a whiteout of any information about the minister, the Nation of Islam outside of America. There was nothing at all in Australia. But long story short, that led me to start my journey into Islam. And by 1992, there I was listening to our sister again at Savior's Day 92. There she was live and in person presenting at Savior's Day. So that was my beginning. And so you can imagine that to be able to assist her, back in right after 2016 is when she asked me to assist her on the show. As a listener of the show from the early days, 12 or 13 years ago, it was really only after we had Justice Orelson in D.C., that I started calling into the show, and she was happy with my representation of the truth in our teachings. And she asked me to assist her and be her international correspondent every week on Elevated Places from around that time in 2016. Basically, to be able to share with the listeners what was going on outside America, around the world, Brother Terrence said, sometimes the universe, through the lens of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Because as you know, we are global people, and the truth in the message of Islam has spread throughout the world. And it was and is always a blessing to be a witness bearer and share with the listeners the truth and the reality of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because they do take us all the way outside our planet and into the universe, you know. So, many of you know that over the last 2 years, I wasn't able to get on the show weekly. And the reason was Dr. Ava gave me a leave of absence as I needed to urgently attend to the 24/7 care of my young daughter. She needed full-time assistance with her medical condition. And many of you sent me messages of love and well wishes through Dr. Ava and the show and others. And I just wanted to also thank you and to let you know I appreciate your warm wishes. And with the help of Allah, my daughter is doing much better today. We're still working on many, many, many things, and it is a full-time challenge. But with the help of Allah, we're doing well, and she is doing well. And I wanted to just thank everyone for your warm wishes as well. Now, just to come back to, you know, everything we're doing with Sister Dr. Minister Ava, you know, she asked me to assist her on Project Separation. And that work will continue. As I gave my word to Brother Darius and to others, I said we will continue with the work that Dr. Ava started and take it throughout the world, because our people are suffering not only in America, but they're suffering in Australia, in New Zealand, in Europe, in Africa, all over Africa. And we have to work nonstop for the upliftment of our women, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I just want to say we will continue with that work until Allah says, well done. And I want to thank Allah for blessing us with his star, Dr. Ava Mohammed, a star really of unequal brightness. And for me, all I can say is long live the spirit of Dr. Eva Mohammed, and we will continue with this work until Allah says well done. So I love you all, family, and thank you for listening to the few words that I had to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Man, wa alaikum salam. It is such an honor and so much joy to hear your voice, Brother Ruben. It is so much. We're thankful. We're thankful.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, we pray for your health and your well-being. And we thank you for coming a day early or a day later, since you're in Friday already, and coming and to be with us on this show. And there's so many callers, like you said, that have missed you and missed your contributions and all of the things that you always brought to the show. And Sister Ava, she used to always be fascinated by the things that you would contribute and would share with us, and we were just always blown away. We had to go study, you know, after you would drop some of the things on it. So we just appreciate you. We love you. And I know all of the callers that have watched and listened for the years are grateful to hear your voice to be a part of this tribute. So we thank you. Thank you very much for hearing your voice again, Brother Ruben.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
They actually would ask for you, Brother Ruben. Do we know when Brother Ruben's coming back? So I know. I just got excited. It's something you should probably do, voiceovers or something, Brother Ruben. It's something about your voice. You know, you might be missing out on a stream of income. I'm always trying to figure out how we could make money, everybody. That might be a stream.
All right.
You need to investigate.
Well, we can do a lot of things, Sister Rhoda, you know, and I just want to say, Brother Terrence, you know, you know, we always have to give credit where credit is due. And, you know, I had and still have many great teachers, you know, especially on the women's side. It was Mother Tainetta Mohammed who, you know, took me under her wing the minute she saw me in 1992 at the palace after Savior's Day. And she was the one who, you know, led me into deep, deep study of our teachings. And I can only say, you know, after we, you know, lost the physical presence of our Mother Tainetta Mohammed, you know, I'm still trying to come to grips of losing Dr. Eva Mohammed, because she is like a mother to many of us, not just myself. So I just want to say that we always have to uplift the women and to be able to share whatever it is we are given and not hide it and let the people know where it came from. So, you know, whatever you heard me speak, it didn't come from me. It came from the great teachers we had, all the way from the originator of these teachings, Master Farag Muhammad. So all praise is due to Allah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we thank you again, Brother Ruben. And, you know, it is, once again, we want to make sure that everybody don't forget to go tonight, MinisterAva.com. Get some. If you're enjoying this show, you're enjoying this tribute, go to MinisterAva.com. Don't go and say, well, I got everything on there. I don't care. Go get some for a friend. These teachings are to be shared and appreciated. So if you like what you're hearing tonight, you love the tribute, you came because you love Dr. Ava, go get some MinisterAva.com and support, because what you're really supporting, because Minister Ava didn't talk of herself. She expounded on the wisdom of the Most Honored Elijah Muhammad. She went deeper, not deeper, but she gave she just gave the beauty of the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because I don't want to mess up my words and say she went deeper, but she gave what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan wanted to give us. You know, she helped God with the study guide. So, you know, our sister Dr. Ava, when you read her works, she is a student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, a proud student.
That's right.
She loved the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and she loved sharing what he taught her in her many books, her many lectures.
That's
so, you know, when you support MinisterAva.com, you are not only building up. The sisters on here can tell you so many stories of different sisters that come to her lectures, come to her book signing, come to wherever she be, or write us or call us and tell us so many different stories. Mm-hmm. so many different stories of what her work has done. And be very clear, brothers. Let me just say this. Stop saying, well, I bought this book for the sisters. I bought this book for my wife. No, I read those books. Those books
right.
Are
right.
The Power of Being.
Right.
I marked up Force and Power of Being. A new way of, man, come on, man. And then when she let us in the master's class,
right.
Stop it.
Yep.
So don't just go and think this is something for the sister. She was the national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Meaning she spoke to the world on his behalf. And she did an absolutely excellent job. And she still is doing it.
Absolutely.
Right.
But to speak to your point, brother,
I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure that, number one, I deliver this message. I just spoke to personally from Brother Darius. We had planned for Brother Darius to be on the show. For those of you all who don't know who I'm speaking of, but you should know if you have ever listened to Minister Ava, that is her beloved husband of over 30 years, the father to their two daughters, the grandfather to their two grandchildren. Brother Darius, as we all would expect, we're talking about this is week number 5 of Minister Ava's passing. And so as you all would expect, and I would expect, that this is not an easy process for him to be able to get through. And as much as he would love to join us this evening, he did ask me to deliver a message that he is so grateful and he's humbled by the expressions of love that he's hearing. He is listening in, and he wants to send his gratitude, and he wants to make sure that you all know that he is grateful for the continued love and support of his wife, his family, and he just thanks everyone for logging into the Zoom. Again, we're at 500 participants. We're at almost 20 callers called in. We don't know how many people are logged in to Blog Talk. The number of people who are watching YouTube, the number of people who are watching Facebook. Again, we're grateful. He's grateful. So I just make sure that I deliver that message. And also, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, we have, I spoke about her daughter, Sister Sherelle. I do believe she just texted me and said that she is logged in and are logged onto the Zoom. I don't know if you can see her, Sister Donna or Brother Bobby or any of the administrators who are running the Zoom to see if we can bring her on and pin her on. But this is Sister Ava's baby girl. As you all know, she's finishing her last year at Howard University. Look
there
at
she go.
Old soldier. I just want to say a little about her. She has picked up her mother's torch. She has led sit-ins that has resulted in getting results from the administration at Howard University. So while she was sleeping in tents on Howard University's campus, she also maintained her GPA to be a part of the dean's list.
That's
so
right.
She did not stop. She did not lose sight of her focus. She did not lose sight of the reason why she was there and the reason why her mother was working so hard for her to be there. So I'm so grateful and honored, Sherelle, that you're joining us. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing from you, very much like I know you're going to make us proud like you did on four Saturdays ago at your mother's janaza. So I want to welcome you to the show, Sister Sherelle Muhammad, and I'm going to pass the microphone to you. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum salam. Thank you all. I just want to start by saying I thank all of those who came before me and your words of encouragement and support. It feels good to see all the love that my mom had. My mother used to always speak to me about continual progress. Continual progress means overcoming and gradually getting better with time. This, my sisters and brothers, is what I want you all to work on. It is a universal change going on in the world, and the enemy is steady working. If we give up, the enemy wins. We must continue to go and continue to progress. My mother always taught me something that will stick with me forever. She said, "Now, lastly, I invite us to review Minister Farrakhan's distinction between horizontal growth and vertical growth. You can only advance vertically by embracing the self-accuser spirit. This is what the essence of God within you. If you will look at the cross that the Christians use, you will notice that most of the vertical bar is below the horizontal bar. What does this mean? It means that most of our life has to be involved within the process of prayer, meditation, study, research, reflection, assimilation, and action, which all leads towards the ascension to the highest level of self, which is above the horizontal bar. When we reach that level, that's when we find out our personal mission and personal divine purpose. So I just want you all to keep going, and just know that my mother loves you all immensely. And just keep going. I know it's hard, but you have to be strong. And that's all we could do is take it day by day. And she loves you. She gave her life to the nation, and she would not want you all.
Yes, ma'am. Did we lose her? I don't know if we lost her, but we got you, Sheree. Whoa. We got you. We got you. We got you. And y'all got to give me a moment because right now, I love our sister, Sister Rona just brought up Brother Darius. And like I said in the beginning, people don't know that, they may hear me on the show now, but I worked with Brother Darius at least 15 to 20 years before ever coming on this show. And like I said, it was 1996. The brother, from my mom's brother, David, took me to Philly. I didn't know why we were going to Philly, but we went to Philly and met Brother Darius. And I immediately got on the table to sell, her products. And, and from that point on, 1996, literally I remember standing outside the hotel waiting on Brother Darius and meeting now my student regional minister, Brother Abdul Kadir, outside waiting on Sister Ava. And I remember 1996 bringing her, going to Atlanta, driving to Atlanta, Georgia, pick her up and bring her to North Carolina A&T State University to speak and traveling. But it was Brother Darius, that always called me up and allowed me to come serve her, and serve them and work. He would deliver and send me books to my city to deliver or to sell or, being at Savior's Day and all of the things just to be able to be wherever Sister Ava was. And I will always, wherever she was in the country, if I showed up, I contact Brother Darius and he will let me work. He will let me serve. And even to the point that Brother Darius, if he needed to go do something, he will allow me to stand with his wife and for her security. And Sherelle was always there, Sherelle, when she was getting older and she was there at that table making sure she was handling the business. And oh, that's my family, that's my family. And so I love you, Brother Darius, love you. 26 years strong of love that we worked together. Before I worked with Dr. Ava, I was working closely with Brother Darius just to help his wife. And, we all came to this to help that sister out of our deep love for this mission, our deep love for the Christ, the Mahdi, and for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It's that deep love that we do what we do. And it's out of that deep love that the team came together to make and have this tribute, out of that deep love. And, I've been trying to hold it, and I didn't know what was going to happen tonight, but I wanted to be where she sat to be in her spirit. She loved the believers, man.
That's right.
She loved the believers. She loved the sisters, and she was a defender, and she was the defender of us as a team. We rolled with her. We rolled with her, and she opened the doors for us to make a way. Last year, Savior's Day, we had a virtual, and she said, Brother Tance, I want you to open up in prayer. And I'm like, I'm thinking like, you done lost your mind. I ain't open up in prayer tomorrow, y'all. But she said, no, you're on the program, and I got you on the program, and you're going to open up in prayer. But she was defending of the believers. She was always concerned about the believers.
That's right.
So let me get off that. But I love you, Brother Darius, and we're here for you. We feel your heart, and we know your love. We know your love, and we thank you for even allowing us to have this tribute for your wife. And we thank you, Sherelle, for your words. We thank you for your powerful words at the janaza. We thank you. I thank you for the encouragement to keep pushing and keep going. And at this time, you know, I want to thank a brother who's part of this team that helped with the study group. But, you know, I gave him a call when I discovered I was coming to Chicago. I said, hey, I want to go into the Ava's office, but I don't know the technical. Can I get on the Wi-Fi and everything? And he kept calling to make sure that I was straight. And we always see each other at different events at the mosque. He's working on the technical part of things, making sure stuff is working out for us. And we thank our brother. You know, we thank him for all that he does on this team and for our nation. That's the beauty of Dr. Ava. She loved to help those continue to do what we do to help our nation.
That's right.
And so, Brother Troy, we thank you for all of the technical stuff behind the scenes that I couldn't do. But we thank you for not only helping us, but helping our sister. So we want to hear from you, Brother Troy, at this time for your part of this tribute.
Brother Terrence, before Brother Troy comes on, I want to also let viewers know that not only did Brother Troy make it so that this night could happen and that the Blog Talk and the Zoom could interface so that the believers and the callers on Blog Talk Radio could hear the Zoom and vice versa, Brother Troy was also very instrumental in setting up the technical pieces and components behind our Savior's Day live shows when we were doing Project Separation. And we did the culminating show in 2020 when we did 20 cities in 2 years. And we did a culminating show. And was that Detroit, Brother Troy? Was that Chicago? That was Chicago, the very last Project Separation Town Hall. He was behind the scenes. He was right there every time we needed him. Brother Troy never said no. And now he's spearheaded and has always actually worked with Sister Ava on the study group. So he's a phenomenal brother. He's single, like Brother Terrence is. I'm just putting that out there. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be getting married and building our family.
That's right.
Sister Rona.
Sister Rona is single.
I'm just saying that, but he is a wonderful brother. The best thing that I think I ever got out of working with Sister Ava was my working with her helped me to mature and grow in understanding what my divine assignment is. My work with her and her constant expression and appreciation of us made me grow into a knowing of what my divine assignment is. We all have a divine assignment, each and every one of us. One is not greater than the other. All are equal importance to Allah. So Brother Troy, this brother, I'm just saying, I know I'm grateful for him. I don't know where he just went. I need him to come back on the camera so that he could come on and talk about, you know, his role, the show. Also the other work that he's doing. We are almost right at the 9:30 mark where we're going to start bringing in callers. So we're doing a phenomenal job on our timekeeping. There's Brother Troy. All praises are due to Allah. Brother Troy, the microphone is yours. Assalamu alaikum.
Technical man trying to unmute. He's trying to figure out which screen, y'all.
Like, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
In the name of Allah, the Blessed Mercy, I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is indeed his messenger. I thank you all for allowing me the opportunity to share a few words. And you know, what I intended on saying is people were talking, you know, just more came. And I started thinking about my first time hearing Minister Ava, being in, like, probably at that time high school, but even going away for college. And I would drive 4 hours to Mas Mariam because I heard Minister Ava was going to speak. And I would end up sometimes on post across the street in the parking lot. But I still can. But, you know, this wonderful experiences of just growing up even before registering and being able to see Minister Ava, and then being able to have the opportunity to work with her on several projects, and to really get to a point that, of course, you know, as a servant of the Messiah, but also just to really, like, you know, as somebody else said, that was my big sister. That is my big sister, like, for real, for real. Like, I mean, being able to just how personal she was. And, you know, one thing I would say to her all the time, and I know others who were blessed to be around her, is like, you don't realize that you're Minister Ava. Like, she was totally oblivious. Like I remember in Chicago, somebody came, a sister came from to study group, and she wasn't expecting Minister Ava to be there. And so she came up, and she just, like, at the end, she was having this fit, and Minister Ava was, like, looking at her like, what's wrong with her? You know, but just even that effect that she had and the humility that she always genuinely had, you know, it wasn't a false sense of humility, and just being blessed to have the opportunity to see and express, knowing or not knowing, but having some degree of understanding on who she is and how she handled that. You know, is that I don't care what degree of arrogance you thought you might be able to have, is that when you see one in your midst like her, and you see the degree of humility. And I was on the team with Sister Rona with Minister Ava. No, I'm not giving them your phone number. Oh, just give them my number. Okay, I'm gonna have to disobey that instruction, because I'm not giving your number to every single person that asked for it. But just that genuine spirit that she had, and many may not have known. You know, you just see Minister Ava, and you see her maybe in Project Separation, or you see her in study group. But the behind-the-scenes roles, and I wrote down a few of the roles that Student Minister Ava served in. Executive Council, of course, right? Student Minister. This is not the past. This is current. Part of the Legal Council, part of the research team, the administrator of the study group. Minister Ava was the point person, or is the point person for the study group workshops. The person over the nine ministries, Project Separation. I know I'm forgetting some stuff, but I don't personally know anybody that has that many roles and responsibilities within our nation. And and I know there's some that I'm forgetting, but the spirit in which she serves is that, you know, when the Quran says, speak not of those who die or are slain in the way of Allah is being dead, they live, but you comprehend not. Is that the other component of it is that you see all of those who are sharing and have up to this point, some of those who have been able to share the impact that Minister Ava had on them and how she blessed them the opportunity to serve, not to serve because she needed help, but to allowing people to have an avenue where they could express their gifts, skills, and talents for the service of the Messiah. And that is what she brought and continues to bring and set forth. And I think that that's why when we talk about her spirit living is because how she set up, either intentionally or because she was guided by Allah or the combination of both, is that all that she did, she always surrounded herself with individuals who had the spirit and the desire to continue whatever work that she was working on. Because it wasn't her work. What the Project Separation wasn't her work. She picked up what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, that separation is the best and only solution. She didn't have work. She had the work that the Messiah had for her to do, and she found whatever area that she could, and she executed. And those who had the desire to do that, she found them and provided them an avenue to do the same. So there's brothers that are with the Ministry of Science and Technology. I think the first opportunity that I was blessed, now I want to be one of those extent of my time, so I'll make it quick. But the first opportunity that I was able to actually work with Minister Ava was actually with the Ministry of Education. And that was, I believe, Savior's Day 2000. Well, actually, right before Savior's Day 2017, we actually had our first virtual online conference in 2016. Dr. Ridgely was on the panel on day one. But Student Minister Ava, me and Sister Deborah, who was at that time in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we were working on things with the Ministry of Education. And we said we wanted to have a national education conference. And we want you to be the keynote speaker. It wasn't no Ministry of Education except me and Sister Deborah said, we think it needs to be one. And she made that and opened that up as the opening remarks for the Ministry of Education. Day two, we had a three-day conference. That, you know, she saw what we were doing as being valuable and she saw what it be, what we were doing and desired to do was in alignment with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and honorableness with Farrakhan, and she provided a platform to do that. Of course, we're blessed to still have, you know, working with the study guides. I remember with the day before the leading up to the study guides being re-released, you know, we had began to have study groups at Mas Mariam again. And I remember making some suggestions. I don't remember what it was, but she was like, oh, that's a good idea. Let me know what you need to do to get it done and report back on whatever you need. But it was like, okay, yeah, that's nice. I'm not going to try to do what's not for me to do. And that's another spirit of Student Minister Ava's leadership, is that she knew what she was good at. And she wasn't going to try to step on anybody on trying to do something that wasn't for her to do. But she would allow those who did that to do that. And she wasn't trying to do it. I'm going to stop right there because I'll keep going. But thank you for the opportunity. And may Allah continue to bless us with her spirit, which is the spirit of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Lewis Farrakhan.
Man, thank you, Brother Troy. But before I say anything about what you just said, let me just comment on rockin'. See, I'm old school hip hop, and I love Kwame. And Kwame said, rock the polka dots, rock the polka dots. And I just got to say, rockin' the polka dots. But no, thank you for that. And there's a couple of things that you said, and it's the humility of Dr. Ava, because she never made herself bigger than the work that she did. You know, so she really did act like what's wrong with her? Because she never, and sometimes we were so comfortable around her, like, but we understood who she was. But she made us comfortable to be around her, but we still recognized who she was. Don't get it twisted. We may have been able to be amongst the talk, but we understood that she was Student Minister Dr. Ava Muhammad. And the beauty of what you just laid out, Brother Troy, is one particular thing that's very significant to me that you just said. That she served the Messiah.
Come on.
So when we are looking at scripture, I'm helping the woman that is serving the Messiah.
Come on.
We're not. You know, we're in this teaching. We understand what we're looking at now. We understand who is in our midst. We understand who the Honorable Minister Lewis Farrakhan is. And she was serving at his will because she understood who is the mouthpiece of God. She understands who is the mouthpiece of God. And she served. And she allowed us to serve in that same work to serve him. So as you said, Brother Troy, when she saw that we did some good that can help the greater good, she said, come on and help the Messiah do this work. And that is the beauty of our sister. And once again, you all, let's say this. Let me say this. Go to MinisterAva.com. I'm going to keep saying go to MinisterAva.com.
Absolutely.
And also, just understand, this is just a small tribute from this team. There's many that want to honor her. There's many that want to give tribute. There's many around the world that love our sister. And, you know, right now we have someone, another person who is dear to my heart. And, you know, I was trying to hold this strong at the janazah. He was the first person that gave me this hug that brought out some tears. Brother Don Enoch was the other one that brought out the tears, and then the minister himself just had them explode out. But he was the first brother that gave me some tears. And I again want to thank the Honorable Minister Lewis Farrakhan for this opportunity for us to do. I want to thank over and over the Executive Council. I love each and every one of us, and we were taught and we are honored. We honor and we love the Executive Council. And I just thank Student Minister Ishmael again and the labors of Mas Mariam for allowing me to be in this office to do this. And I say that is because the brother I'm about to bring on, he's been a guest. He is an attorney. And, you know, he was my first student regional minister. But he has love for our sister, and he has love for us. And he's on tonight, and we want to thank our general counsel. One of the executive council, our brother Arf, is on tonight, and we would definitely love to hear from him because he contributed to the show as well, because you heard from the majority of the team. This wasn't all of the team, but you did hear from some, and we thank those that were a part of this team. We love those that help in any way that you may not see. Don't think that who you see is all of the ones that help our sister. There was one that you did hear from, some that you may not have known. But we like all of those that was a part of this team. But I'm trying to see if we can bring Brother Arf up and see if we can have any words from him. And if he's not ready, I think we may have him. Matter of fact, let me see. I'm getting these messages.
That's a parent.
I could just tell you because, you know, we are literally, we have about 18 minutes left in the total show.
Yes,
I know we were bringing Brother Arif on because we were having technical difficulty with bringing on the callers from Blog Talk, but again, I figured it out. So if Brother Arif is not ready to go, we can go right to the callers on Blog Talk, and Brother Daryl Nua, I believe, is on, and he is ready to speak. Brother Daryl, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear
Black. I believe I can hear him on the Blog Talk, but not on the Zoom.
Can you hear me?
Hold on.
Well, Sister Rona, while you're doing that, Brother Terrence, there was something that you said, I believe it was you and Brother Troy, that I thought was really phenomenal, how Minister Ava served the Messiah. You know, it brought to my mind biblically when we're dealing with, I don't know if many know of the true story of Mary Magdalene, but how she became the spokesperson for Jesus. Mm-hmm. She was the first, the female who was the messenger to tell the people that he was resurrected. There's a lot of history as we're talking about our sister. It gets so deep, and it's just so beautiful. So I wanted to add that. And then I also wanted to say, when you made the comment that the brothers can go and buy Minister Ava's books, absolutely. Let us not forget that when Allah created himself, he reached inside of himself and pulled the female out. So the brothers can go buy the books to actually learn that side of yourself so that you can learn how to properly handle us. So absolutely go and get her books, and don't go and get them for a sister, get them for yourself.
Man, you know, and I thank you for that. And let me say this, and Sister Ava saw the good in us, and she settled on the best part of us.
Absolutely.
Be very clear, I got some washing to do. I have some cleaning to do, but she saw the good in us, we know that we're all in the process, and she wants us to stay in the process.
That's right.
You know, as she was a student, as the Messiah said, he is a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We should all be students, and we should all be a part of our class, the study group.
Come on.
So we want to make sure that we are part of that class as we're working out.
Can we bring Brother Carol on that? Can you hear me?
I gave you, Sister Rona.
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear Brother Daryl?
Salaam alaikum, family.
Islam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, family?
Yes, sir.
Just now, Rahman Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent and the Most Merciful, who came in the person of Master Prophet Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever. We forever thank Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I know the time is moving, but I am so happy that I was able to get on to share my love for my beloved sister and my beloved brother, Derek. When I first came in kind of with my sister, it was in Atlanta. And the minister had so much love for our beloved sister. He didn't like that she was up on that third or fourth floor. And that's when we was up there securing. And he was just showing, he said, I don't like this. I don't want you up here. You know, you got to be in a better spot. But going forward, I was so grateful and honored that she did my wedding for me and Sister Lenora. And it was an honor that my mother stayed up all night and cooked the pound cake that Brother Darius is listening to. And Sister Sherelle, I think she was with him, one of the daughters. She said my mother took her back to her room. And it was just a joy to hear her show the love that we have for her. And she said, Brother Daryl, I helped onto that case. Even when we checked out the hotel, I made sure we didn't leave that case. And I do thank Allah that I was able to.
So you can go to Apple and Spotify and look up.